You can rightly divide the Word of God. Welcome to Searching the Scriptures. Good morning. I am Sam Carman, the full-time preacher at the Church of Christ at Wasilla. We hope you will stay tuned to Country Legends and let us search the Scriptures together. We offer, and with no obligations, CDs of these Sunday morning radio studies, Bible correspondence courses, private home Bible studies by request. Can you rightly divide the Word of God? 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." These words of God must be divided, and rightly as well. It must be studied. Timothy was not a babe in Christ when told to study. He had been taught from a youth. 2 Timothy 1:5, "When I came to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." Also, 2 Timothy 3:15, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Also, 1 Timothy 4:13, "And he had been with Paul many years and told to study, till I come give attendance to reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine." 1 Timothy 4:13. There are three dispensations: the patriarchal age, the Jewish or Mosaic, and the Christian age. We are all going to face judgment one day. Revelation 20:12 tells us, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book, according to their works." Revelation 20:12. To be judged according to our works. Matthew 16:27. "For the Son of Man shall come in his glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works." Also, by what is written in the books, Revelation 20:12, "And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works." Will I be judged by all that is in the Bible? No. How much of it then will I be judged by? We will be judged by the New Testament. The Bible contains two books, the Old and the New Testament. There are 39 books in the Old Testament and 37 in the New Testament. Man has a right to know what he will have to meet at the judgment. 1 Peter 3:15, "But sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." God will make the same division then that he wants us to make now. We have a new priest, a priest that is Jesus Christ. Hence, we have a new law upon his death, burial, and resurrection. Hebrews 7:12, "For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law." Christ is our high priest. Hebrews 3:1, "High priest of our profession is Jesus Christ." We will be judged by the law that went into force when he became priest. Christ took away the law, the old law, to establish the new law. Hebrews 10:9. Then said he, Lo, I come to you to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Also, 2 Corinthians 2:14 tells us that he did away with the old law. Christ was to be a priest upon his throne. Ezekiel 6:13. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne. And he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between him, them both. We quote scriptures from the Old Testament, but we use the Old Testament to learn from, but we have to live by the New Testament. We are to be judged by the New Testament or the law of Christ. The two divisions of the law of the Spirit. To the sinner, Peter had keys and told sinners what to do. Matthew 16:18-19. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the kingdom keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We see here that Peter was given the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Christ did not impose more nor less when he was talking to Saul on the road to Damascus. Acts 9:4-6. And he fell to earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he trembled and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Also Acts 22:10-16. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And he said, Lord said unto me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all the things which are appointed for thee to do. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came to Damascus. And Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews and dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And the same hour I looked upon him, and he said, The God of our Father has chosen thee, that thou should know his will, and see that just one, and should hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men for what thou hast seen and heard. And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling upon the name of the Lord. Also Acts 26:16-18. But arise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, deliver thee from thy people, and from the Gentiles, and to whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from the day of the light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inherit among them which are sanctified by the faith that is in me. Acts 26:16-18. Even the angels were not to change what Jesus Christ and the apostles had taught. Do not let the angels change them in talking to Cornelius. Acts 10:1-7. Also Galatians 1:8-9. But though we or any angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we say before, so I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that we have preached, let him be accursed. One of the things that fears me the most is to preach something other than the gospel. I am an ordinary man. I am nothing special. I preach the word of God, but I preach it through the scriptures. As long as we preach the scriptures, we cannot go wrong. It is when man starts giving his opinion, saying, I believe or I feel, this is where man gets in trouble. There are so many people out there today that are giving their opinions and their feelings about the Word of God when we need to be sticking to the Scriptures. We believe that we should speak where the Bible speaks and we're silent where the Bible is silent. We have too many people out there in this day and age that are preaching things that are non-scriptural, and we must stick to the Bible. As I said earlier, one of my biggest fears is to get to heaven one day and have the Lord Jesus Christ ask me why I preach something other than what he preached and the apostles taught. This will be a fearful day, especially if I lead someone astray through my own personal opinions. We as Christians have an obligation through the scriptures. We are to live soberly. We are to live righteously. We are to live godly. Titus 2:12 says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. We have learned this morning on how to rightly divide the Word of God. The Word of God are in the Old and New Testament, but the New Testament is what we live by. The Old Testament is good to study and to get good information from on the prophecies and the forthcoming church in Christianity. We must meet these propositions at the judgment day. Will you be ready? We all have to be ready to face judgment on the judgment day. There's only two places for us to go. One is heaven, and the other is hell. There is no in between. We cannot in any way live other than godly or ungodly. We would like to encourage everyone to come and attend worship with us Sunday. We have Bible classes at 10 a.m. and worship service at 11 a.m. Sunday. Sunday evening, we have service at 6 p.m. We have a midweek Bible study at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. We like to offer the plan of salvation. We believe in the plan of salvation so much that we have it printed in our bulletins, and I have it on my business card. You must hear the word, Romans 10:17. You must believe, Mark 16:16. You must repent of your sins, Acts 2:38. You must confess, Romans 10:9. You must be baptized, Mark 16:16. And you must walk in a newness of life, Romans 6:4. We offer this because this is what Jesus Christ and the apostles established. So therefore, this is what we preach and teach. We would like to encourage everyone to come visit us at the Church of Christ at Wasilla. Thank you.